Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
The last Halloween to feature unseen Tim Sale art. George Perez featured in National Portrait Gallery. Local comic shop day to skip a year. This is Comic Book Club News for June 11, 2024. We had previously reported here on the podcast that Batman The Long Halloween, The Last Halloween, the final chapter of the story started by Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale decades ago, would feature art by Sale on the first issue's cover, a posthumous tribute to Sale, who passed away in 2022. However, thanks to a panel at Dallas Fan Expo attended by Loeb, we know the project will include more Sale art than expected. In fact, previously unseen art by Sale will be the main covers for at least the first six issues of the 10-issue series. Interiors will be provided by a rotating crew of artists, including Eduardo Risso, Klaus Janson, Mark Chiarello, Cliff Chiang, Bill Sienkiewicz, Enrico Marini, and more. Chiang, Sienkiewicz, and Marini will also provide variant covers for issues of the series. Despite being sold as the conclusion of a trilogy, this is actually the fifth collection in Loeb and Sale's ongoing series, which picks up after Batman Year One and continues the story of the fall of the gangs and the rise of the freaks in Gotham, all centered around a killer called Holiday, whose identity seems to change with every story. The new series, featuring the new covers by Sale, will premiere this September. Speaking of beloved DC Comics icons receiving posthumous tributes, George Perez is the first comic book artist ever to be featured in the National Portrait Gallery. The news was first reported by The Beat, who notes that the movement to include Perez in the Smithsonian began in 2022, the same year he also passed away. 2022. Really bad year, I gotta say. In any case, the Comics Art Museum in DC Comics reached out to the National Gallery in the other DC to see about including portraits taken by DC's Director of Design, Steve Cook, during a trip Perez took to the Warner Brothers Studio Museum 4 months before he sadly passed away. They're lovely pictures, full of joy as Perez poses in front of the Nolan Batman costume, as well as art and costumes for the Wonder Woman movies, a character he was intrinsically tied to. While the three photos are currently not on view at the physical gallery, they are part of the collection and can be viewed online at npg.si.edu. Like any good comic book creation, local comic shop day is dying this year, but it will come back bigger and better in 2025. I guess I could have just said it was taking a year off, right? Anyway, the event is sort of a corollary to Free Comic Book Day. While that event happens nationwide and in May, local comic shop day focuses on Comics Pro affiliated stores and usually happens later in the year. Per ICV2, the retailer organization is skipping this year to realign when it happens and give enough time for planning. Specifically, the 2025 and 2026 events are now scheduled earlier in the year on the last weekend in September instead of later in the year towards the end of November. Said Comics Pro Executive Director Marco Davanzo, quote, "September is usually a slow month. By moving it to the fall, we hope more publishers, retailers, and distributors can participate as it won't overlap with an already busy end-of-year winter holiday season. And it will stake out its own unique space on the calendar." As part of the event, the current plans are to have a 2-week sale starting in August, as well as free comics, graphic novels, and paraphernalia to give out in stores to bring folks in to support their local comic book shop. So no event this year, but fingers crossed they will indeed be back in 2025. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And this year, in lieu of local comic shop day, I'm celebrating 3-hour-long drive to the closest comic book store day. It's a pretty bad holiday. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.